Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. After years of legislative inaction, popular sports betting apps FanDuel and DraftKings are funding a ballot initiative to allow for Missourians to place bets on their phones, in casinos, and at sporting venues. But this group is facing a well-funded opponent, Missourians Against the Deceptive Online Gambling Amendment. This group is contending that the measure known as Amendment 2 doesn't actually help education, and instead is about enriching the two sports betting apps funding the initiative. Much of the no-side money comes from casinos, particularly ones in Missouri associated with Caesars. Joining us now to talk about why voters should reject Amendment 2 is Brooke Foster, the spokeswoman for Missourians Against the Deceptive Online Gambling Amendment. Brooke, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Hey, Jason. Thanks so much for having me.
What is your group's main argument to get voters to oppose Amendment 2?
Sure. Well, we are opposed to Amendment 2 because we think that it is fundamentally dishonest. And the reason why I say that is they're making promises for Missouri education. They're promising to fund in the millions of dollars. And even the auditor's own fiscal note shows that that just isn't true. There's no guarantee the money will go to education. And after, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel can take all of these deductions, there's a very real chance that schools could be left with $0.
And we'll talk about that deduction part in a minute. But can you elaborate why your group thinks that this initiative will not yield the money for education that the proponents are contending it will?
Sure. So in the auditor's fiscal note, he said that this could range from $0 to $28.9 million. Our argument is that it's going to be much closer to zero. You know, because of those deductions, basically they can take all of the promotional credits they give to people who game online. They can also deduct all of their federal taxes. And then they need to pay about $5 million into the Missouri Problem Gambling Fund. So education is really the very, very last step on that timeline. And we just don't anticipate there'll be much money left at all.
So I brought up this point specifically with Chuck Hatfield, an attorney for Winning for Missouri Education. And this is how he responded to your argument about deductions for promotional free play and federal taxes.
If you look at the measure, the deductions that are in there are fairly standard tax deductions that businesses normally receive. So businesses, you know, can deduct things like advertising, you know, things like lost, you know, uncollectible debts, you know, all that sort of thing. So there is, these are fairly standard deductions, both for businesses generally and in this sector. In our particular case, the promotional credits are only, or may not exceed 25% of the total cash and cash equivalents received. So you cannot offset, even if you were going to try, you cannot offset all of the revenue. You can only take a 25% credit against those receipts. The other thing that I think the opponents intentionally try to mislead people on is, what is a promotional credit or a free play? It is an attempt to get the players to play more. And I think those of you familiar with the industry, I mean, there are all kinds of things that are done to encourage additional play. And so these promotional credits are an effort to increase gross revenue. That's what they're doing by offering the promotional credits. They're not in the business to lose money. And as they receive more play, the revenues go up and you take the 10% tax on that.
That's Chuck Hatfield, an attorney who is associated with Winning for Missouri Education, the group that's in favor of Amendment 2. What's your response to Hatfield's comments?
Sure. You know, that's correct. I mean, it is very standard business practice. What they're doing is completely legal, you know, to take these deductions. But I would say the 25% cap might sound good, but what we're not talking about are total dollars. So they're looking to bring in about $3 billion with a B in the first year alone. So as you can imagine, you know, know, that 25% cap, it's going to take a while to hit that. And promotional credits are standard in the business, but we're basically subsidizing DraftKings and FanDuel's ability to market. It's a marketing tool, you know, and I think that I would have a lot more respect for the opposition's argument if they just said, you know what, we want to expand sports gambling in Missouri. Other states have it. Why don't we? It's the fact that they're tying it to education funding, you know, putting out advertisements with teachers and classrooms that really just, you know, as a parent with students in Missouri public schools, it just rings disingenuous to me. And it bothers me that they're selling it as an education measure and not as a sports gambling measure.
You mentioned state auditor Scott Fitzpatrick's fiscal note and that it could bring in anywhere from zero to $28.9 million on the high end. So that's an estimate. We can't predict how much gambling people are going to do if sports betting is legalized. Isn't it possible that it could be closer to the high end or the middle end than exactly $0? Like, why does your group think it'll be near the lower end?
We think it'll be near the lower end just because that $28.9 million is taken without any accounting of the deductions that we talked about. So we think that, you know, once those are subtracted, that's where the problem comes in. The other issue that we have that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet is that there is basically, when the opposition was drafting Amendment 2, they left out what's called a non-supplant mandate. So that basically means that there's no protection, there's no lockbox for education, like we sometimes talk about. So this could kind of be, you know, like we saw with the lottery, where, you know, yes, the money does go to an education fund, but then you can kind of play a shell game with general revenue, move money in and out. So, you know, I think that we would have a lot more respect for this measure on its face if it actually guaranteed the funding was going to education, but it does not.
Now, as you noted, Amendment 2's pro side is being funded by two of the biggest sports betting app companies, DraftKings and FanDuel. I mentioned to Jack Cardetti, who you're about to hear in a minute, because there, I believe the amendment only allows for two sports betting apps. My dream of starting Rosenbets in Missouri is probably not going to happen. But your group is being backed by Caesars affiliated casinos. And I asked Jack Cardetti of Winning for Missouri Education about how casinos could benefit from this proposal. And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really simple issue. Missourians, once Amendment 2 passes, Missourians are going to be able to make sports bets at any of Missouri's casinos. They'll be able to do it in and around Missouri's six professional sports venues, depending on the rules of their particular league, and they'll be able to do that online. From most perspective, you know, it's clear that some of our opponents just want a larger slice of the pie, at the expense of Missouri education funding. And I think, anything else, you would have to ask them why they've taken that current posture.
That's Jack Cardetti with Winning for Missouri Education. As I mentioned, that is the pro Amendment 2 side. What do you make of Jack's comments?
Sure. You know, we, as I've said, are not opposed to sports betting. We see it as a competitive necessity when other states have it. However, the reason that we're opposing this is, like we talked about, just, you know, the disingenuous message around education funding, you know, and Caesars is opposed to it because they have three properties here in Missouri. So they are seeing this as, you know, two entities who don't even exist in this time zone, who don't employ anyone in Missouri, who don't have, you know, 3,000 employees out there in the community like Caesars has. You know, they are seeing this as out-of-state entities, you know, extracting value from Missouri without giving a lot back. And I think that they're trying to mask that by making these empty promises around education.
And, you know, I understand you're not a representative for casinos. You're a representative of the group trying to oppose this measure. But I've been to casinos in Las Vegas, and they have ornate TV-filled rooms where people could bet on sports. And the reason why I'm just a little confused about why Caesars is opposed to this is there's nothing that would stop them from creating, you know, ornate, lavish sports rooms if Amendment 2 passes, and they would probably benefit from that. So why exactly does Caesars have such a big objection to this that they're willing to spend millions of dollars to try to defeat it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue is certainly nuanced. And, you know, it goes back to there not being any sort of investment by these companies in Missouri. And yes, you certainly can go to a casino to play sports bets. You know, the weather is about to turn. You can also play sports bets in your pajamas at home. And so, you know, that's one reason that the AFL-CIO and Unite Here, labor unions that represent casino workers, hospitality workers, are also opposed to this measure, because they do feel as well that it might, you know, detract from folks actually going and spending money within that local economy.
Do you think the fact that your group got so much money from casinos makes it harder for you to argue perhaps the most salient reason to vote against Amendment 2, that sports betting is destructive and addictive and could lead to people being financially ruined by gambling?
It's not an argument that we make, just because we're not sort of taking a moralistic stance or a values-based stance on gambling. People are more than welcome to have their own viewpoints on that, and they certainly do. I think that as a competitive business standpoint, we see this as, you know, states on all of our borders having legalized sports gambling, and so it does put Missouri at a competitive disadvantage. However, we think that voters should be a little more patient and not vote on something that will be enshrined into the Constitution, very difficult to change, and do absolutely nothing for education. These companies are raking in billions of dollars. They can do better than give $0 to Missouri schools.
Back in 2022, there was a fairly significant opposition campaign for adult use marijuana, and it was primarily centered around this amendment would create a monopolistic system that benefited political insiders. But it passed because people wanted to buy legal cannabis, and I don't really think they cared about the details. Are you concerned that a similar dynamic may happen here, where people who really want to bet on sports are going to vote for Amendment 2, and they don't really care about some of the concerns that you're bringing forward here?
That's absolutely a concern, and that's why we've been doing so much education around the state, just about what this measure does and does not do. So, you know, we understand that for some folks, this is a really, you know, fun form of entertainment that they can pair with watching sports. However, we think that, you know, Missouri deserves to get a better bargain out of this deal. And right now, we're getting absolutely nothing. So while we understand that people want to do that and they might just, you know, vote on it based on that, that's why we've been working so hard and talking with folks all over the state, talking with educators. You know, we just got the endorsement of the AFT Missouri, so the largest teachers union with unionized teachers in St. Louis and in Kansas City. They oppose this because of the dishonesty. So, you know, it is an uphill battle, but it's one that we're willing to wage.
You mentioned investment. Or a lack of investment by DraftKings and FanDuel here. It has been, I don't know this because I don't particularly like going to casinos, but the Casino Queen in Illinois is now like the DraftKings at Casino Queen. Isn't it possible if this passes that FanDuel and DraftKings could make significant investment in the state in order to promote the fact that they are now available here?
You know, that's a future scenario that I can't really speak to. And again, we're not opposed to either of those companies, you know, coming here, making an investment like that. But we do know what we've already seen. And that was also in 2022 when sports gambling was legalized in Kansas. When the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl in 22, there was $194 million bet on that game in one day. Kansas saw $1,100 from it. So we think that disparity is laughable and also a really, really bad way to, you know, set up, quote unquote, education funding.
If you could craft a better sports betting initiative, if you could wave your sports betting magic wand and say this would be a better deal and a better source of revenue for Missouri, how would you craft it? I don't want you to get like intricate in the minutiae here, but like what would have been a better proposal in your eyes?
Oh, of course. So a better proposal, first of all, would have had that non-supplant mandate. It would have had basically, it would have guaranteed that the money promised to education goes to education. So right now that doesn't exist. So to us, that is one of the most glaring flaws in this initiative. We would also like to see, you know, the tax on sports gambling be higher? You know, just anything that could be in this measure that would actually be helping Missourians and really be making good on the promises that the yes side is making. Because right now we're not seeing that, and that's why we're opposed to this measure.
Well, we need to talk about the reason this is even on the ballot in the first place. And that's because there have been efforts to try to pass this through the legislature, but all of those efforts failed because bills became intertwined with efforts to legalize video lottery terminals. Now, the person who was kind of the main instigator of this, State Senator Denny Hoskins, a Republican from Warrensburg, is leaving the Senate, and he might become Secretary of State, which does not really have direct power over this issue. But how much confidence can voters have that if Amendment 2 fails, like, the legislature is actually going to be able to pass something, given that there could be another Denny Hoskins that pops up and blocks sports betting for the next 200 years.
Right. I mean, it's sort of tough to say, you know, what the future holds as it pertains to who will and will not be in the legislature. Our argument here is less about what might happen in the future and just really, really cautioning Missourians to not vote yes on a measure that will enshrine something into the Constitution that is a non-starter for Missouri public education, you know, a fundamentally dishonest measure that I think will, you know, have ramifications that are wonderful for the big sports betting companies, but mean very, very little for education. And, you know, our teachers deserve to make more money. This is absolutely not the measure that will do that.
We've mentioned the sports betting apps and casinos who are on either side, but we need to mention that the major league sports teams support this measure too. There is that iconic photo of Fred Bird from the Cardinals, Louie with the Blues, whatever the Kansas City Royals mascot is in front of the state capitol in Jefferson City. Unfortunately, the Ram mascot absconded to Inglewood, California, so they did not take a stand on this. The pro sports teams are major investors in Missouri. They seem to like this. Is that a sign that you think could get is that something you think could be appealing to voters that the sports teams are for this?
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, sports teams, obviously, we love our Cardinals, regardless of how they may or may not have played this past season. You know, it's a very, you know, white hat organizations. But let's be honest, you know, those are businesses and they stand to make millions and millions and millions of dollars off of this, you know, at a time when the Chiefs are thinking about leaving, you know, when the Cardinals want to build a new stadium. This is a moneymaker for them. This is not, you know, I will say, as a parent, I was a little bit offended by seeing those costumed mascots walk out with the ballot boxes. I mean, I think that it's time to sort of, you know, draw a line between what we're promising for, you know, kids and, you know, families and what we're actually doing for businesses. And I think conflating the two is just a dishonest way to craft a measure and run a campaign.
Brooke Foster is a spokeswoman for Missourians Against the Deceptive Online Gambling Amendment. We had the proponents of Amendment 2 on the Politically Speaking Hour earlier this year, and you can find that conversation at stlpr.org or wherever you find your St. Louis on the Air podcast. Brooke, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.